The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Hurts in the gun. Snap is back. Standing. Rush. Fumbles the ball on the sack. The ball is recovered by Dallas at the 5-yard line. Leofau recovered it and was touchdown. The Cowboys with their season high fifth sack of the day.
Predict Micah's walk back on the Edge podcast on Bleacher Report later tonight when he gets asked about what's all over ESPN this morning, his controversial comments about Mike McCarthy. This is Below the Belt, presented by A Number One Air. And yeah, after the game last night, it was something where I know PR has got to be a little annoyed because I believe this quote came in about 20 seconds after the "Thanks, Micah!" from PR, which is the wrap of, "All right, thanks, Mike. We appreciate it. Guys, break it up." That's usually the signal of like, "Micah's done now, guys. Let's go." And so I heard the "Thanks, Micah," and then the question came in a few seconds later, and this is what we got.
Micah's on the final year of his contract, so outside there's, of course, going to be questions. What's the sentiment inside the locker room, and what do you tell people who are wondering about whether McCarthy will be your coach next year?
You know, that's above my pay grade about if Mike is coaching again next year. But, you know, all coaching aside, coaching, you know, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants. But guys, I kind of feel bad for his guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year on their way out, you know, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. You know, you want to win games and do great things with those type of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys that I have so much sympathy and hurt for.
That's a tough quote. Specifically because of the line, "who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did." Because that's underscored by outside of the context of just Dallas, it feels
like. I'm getting text messages from outside of the Metroplex. What's up with McCarthy saying, what's up with Micah saying that McCarthy stuff? And predictably, I think the media, they need to be media watchdogged because they're being disingenuous and inaccurate with the story. They're taking the first part of it. We're focusing on the second part of it. The first part of it is clear that he's saying Mike McCarthy can still be employed. Mike McCarthy can coach after this year. Zach Martin is about to be done. That's who I really feel bad for. And they're just taking Mike McCarthy can go anywhere, like go take a hike, go fly a kite, as my dad used to say. That's BS, ESPN. That's horse crap. That's garbage. The second, I still think the whole thing, I think Micah will clarify. I think he will walk it back. That's my prediction for his podcast. But if there's anything to talk about, it is more work than Mike McCarthy ever did. That felt like a little sideswipe. It wasn't a full-on Tebow. It was...
Love that Tebow.
It was your, you know, side view mirror dinking the garage wall. Yeah. And it felt, you know, I don't know how unintentional it was. I think on a scale 1 to 10, it's a, like you, Choppy, a 2 or 3 out of 10 on the something or nothing scale. I think Micah will clean it up. But the media, that's why people hate the media, and we do suck. They're twisting the first part of it of Mike McCarthy, he can get out of here.
Yeah, let's. You want a media watchdog headlines real quick? I've got some headlines for you, and then we'll get to ESPN. But I've got how the national media is writing about this right now. I'm just going to read off the headline. You tell me if you think it's a fair summary of what we just heard. Pro Football Talk. Micah Parsons feels worse for players like Zach Martin than Mike McCarthy.
Fair.
I think that's fair. NFL.com. Cowboys Micah Parsons feels worse for players like Zach Martin than Mike McCarthy in 3-6 season.
Is this fair? Is this the number one headline? Has this beaten the sun? Yes. Has this eclipsed the sun?
It eclipsed the sun.
Is this the moon?
Yes, it has.
Is this the moon Jerry was talking about?
We're in the path of totality now. fan sighted. Micah Parsons ready to escort Mike McCarthy out of Dallas after another loss.
Cheap.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Cheap.
Not very good. This one's interesting from The Spun. Mike McCarthy. The Spun. Micah Parsons hints Cowboys star will retire after season. I do think that was kind of what he was talking about.
What? Say that again?
Micah Parsons hints Cowboys star will retire after season. I do think there's a little
Cowboys
bit of...
Cowboys star retire? Oh, Zach.
That he's talking about Zach Martin will retire.
Okay.
And then Sports Illustrated, Micah Parsons' harsh words hint Mike McCarthy has lost the locker room.
That's fair. I don't think that's unfair.
No, it's unfair. It is unfair with that quote. From that quote. You can't take that from that quote. Give me the part. Give me what Micah said that suggests that McCarthy's lost it.
I think the idea would be that Micah Parsons is one of your biggest stars is basically saying he hasn't put in the same time. And like that would be a sense that he's lost locker room based on how Micah's talking, I think.
Micah,
it's a stretch, but I don't think it's like, I think it's more unfair where the headline is on ESPN, Micah says Mike McCarthy can leave and go where he wants. That's more unfair, whatever they
that's
say.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
That's why nobody should ever trust the media when it comes to anything. Like, you know, do your own research on it.
Because, especially poll results.
All right. But because that's what, that's completely taken out of, because they even put the dot, dot, dot in there. Yeah. Mike McCarthy can leave and go where he wants, dot, dot, dot. Well, give me the dot, dot, dot.
It's like when they, you know, they said that I called Jerry Putin.
Yeah.
Daily Mail or New York Post, one of them, Rex Ryan responding to Micah's comments on Get Up this morning.
That's total BS. You're exactly right. And look, coaches are there. Some days, 20 hours a day.
Yeah.
For 2 or 3 days, at least during the week. The hours they put in it's unmatched. Mike McCarthy, he doesn't deserve this damn comment. He doesn't. No coach does. Look, there's some horrible coaches out there, but none of them deserve this. The kind of work that they put in as coaches, like, I'm just telling you. I don't know. Like, most players know that these dudes... You can forget about it. You're giving up family time. You're giving up all kinds of stuff in your life, and you're going to get some ass sitting back. I don't care how talented he is. That is absolutely BS. And if you would have worked half as freaking hard as a damn coach does, maybe you'd be able to play every damn game. Maybe your team wouldn't just be a bunch of punks and lay it down every damn week like you're doing.
Oh.
How about being a damn football team? You're going to sell your damn coach out? It's a crockish, you know what?
Yes.
So it sounds like Rex is actually responding to the second part of it with the hours dedicated.
Right.
Which I don't have a big problem with that.
I don't have a problem with that. I mean, look, he is right. He is right. Like, coaches put in a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, even the laziest coaches in the world are still putting in 18-hour days.
Yeah.
Now,
you got to get a massage in the facility.
Absolutely.
I'm kidding.
It's not
That's
fair.
Just a joke.
Now, Rex wasn't fair to Micah there. Because, like, if he said, if you put more work in, maybe you'd be on the
not
field
hurt.
More. I mean, he was hurt. Like, what are you going to do? That had nothing to do with work.
Yeah.
So that wasn't fair from Rex, but I think the rest of it was.
Damian Woody also had a take.
Greeny, I've never heard anyone say anything remotely like that after a game. I really have. And, like, who the hell Michael Parsons think he is talking like that after a game? Bro, you've been missing all these games with the injury. And last time I checked, the head coach is a Super Bowl winning coach. And I know the season hasn't gone the way that everyone is expected to go and all.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
But for you to sit there in the locker room right after your team gets pummeled and to just undress your head coach in that manner, see, that's what's going on with all these podcast boys out here in the locker room. Everybody want to sit there and they want to, you know, spout and say all this type of stuff. There used to be a time when there's a little bit of respect, a little decorum in the locker room, because at the end of the day, it was about we didn't do enough. All of y'all got your asses kicked. Okay, you gonna go out here and talk about your head coach, basically your head coach not working, not doing anything to try to prepare the team? I just think it's a bunch of BS, man. Yeah. I really do. I we can sit here and laugh and all that stuff, type of stuff, and be here in shock, but that's disrespectful what Michael Parsons did to Mike McCarthy in that situation. Because I know, again, it's not the results that Mike McCarthy wants. But I know that man is busting his ass every single day to try to go out there and get a win. And to hear one of your star players come out there and say that? Yeah. Come on, man. Like, yeah. I can't ride with that.
Harry Douglas has weighed in, the former 10-year NFL vet. I told y'all Micah is a phenomenal player, but he talks too damn much. That S isn't cute, and it's very disrespectful to his entire locker room. Micah responded to him, "You want some attention, huh? I'm not fitting to carry your career and boost your following."
Whoa!
So that is Micah and Harry Douglas going back and forth.
Man, I'm
going to just eat the fine for now because I'm going to eat the fine from now on. Here we go with the misdirection. This is Micah 15 minutes ago. I think he's saying I'm just not going to talk afterwards because the way y'all twist words and flip them around for content is nasty work. So that is Micah, kind of what he said with Diggs, talking about the media twisting this. And yes, the headline right there, Mike McCarthy can leave and go wherever he wants. That is twisting it.
That is twisting it. Micah did, though, in a way, he did just martyr Mike McCarthy.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, he did. Now, it's not going to matter.
How?
He's made Mike a sympathetic figure here.
I think there's a segment tomorrow on this. I think there's a segment tomorrow. Can Mike McCarthy benefit from this in the offseason? I can make an argument.
And maybe not with this team, but in general, yes.
No, for his next job. Oh, no, right. he ain't coming back here.
He's not getting the next job.
Although, you know, well, that's part of the topic. Anyway, let's finish up with this Micah stuff. But Micah not stopping down twice to be like, address like Mike fighting for him or Mike staying here, that was a mistake or an oversight, intentional or not.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I want to know, what is it that he thinks is being twisted? What does he think is being flipped around for content? Because, yeah, like you said, if it's that headline, that is being taken out of context. And Jory, to her credit, followed up and said, hey, for anybody who's misunderstanding this, this is what he's saying.
Sure, yes.
Which I don't think you can screw up reading it when you read the whole quote. Like, I think that's exactly what it sounds like he's saying.
Yes.
But the problem is that back end of it, which again, just seems like you're calling into question, which again, Rex Ryan and Damian Woody can take issue with that. I think it's
Rex was talking about the second part of it, the
yeah,
hours.
And Damian Woody was too, talking about how can you call it. I know he's doing everything he can. I think it's a little much to assume you know better than the guys that are in here how much work is being put in, though. I think that's presumptuous from Rex Ryan and Damian Woody right there, but they got to have their takes, and they got to scream into a camera, and they've got to get worked up about something. Rex genuinely, I think, is worked up from somebody who's been in that profession and feels like we take too many arrows as it is for stuff that we don't do, And so that's where that comes from. But Damian Woody just seems like he's trying to yell to yell.
The likelihood is that Mike is at the facility when the players get there, and he's probably at the facility when the players go home. And that's just the reality. Most coaches are.
RJ says it is not just star down, star down. Brought to you by Crown Royal, the official whiskey of the NFL, which I think RJ may have been on yesterday while on his Instagram, judging by the eyes. there's some star up as well. Final hour with phone calls and Odyssey app venting on the home of the Cowboys next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com